Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Copley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, July the 19th, 1918, Company Sergeant Major Leonard Fitzgerald Brown, one of many Barbadian NCOs to serve with the British West Indies Regiment during the First World War, died in Taranto, Italy. Leonard Brown had been born in St. Patrick's, Barbados, on June 27, 1877, which meant he was already 38 years old when he volunteered to join the army. A married man with a wife named Aureola Crescenta Brown, he was one of the first cohort of Barbadian volunteers to join the newly created British West Indies Regiment in September 1915. Brown set sail for Britain with the first cohort of men from Barbados, plus recruits from Antigua, Grenada and St. Vincent, aboard HMT Vidala on September 20, 1915. Between October 1915 and January 1916, the men were based at a training camp at Seaford in Sussex. However, they were not adequately clothed for the British winter, and the huts where they were staying were badly insulated. As a result, several men died of pneumonia and other diseases while they were staying there. As one of the oldest recruits, and as an educated man, Leonard Brown was quickly appointed to serve with the 1st Battalion of the British West Indies Regiment as an acting warrant officer, Class 2. At that time, the highest rank a black man could attain in the British Army was as a non-commissioned officer. The 1st Battalion eventually departed for Alexandria, Egypt on January 21, 1916, arriving there on February the 5th. Initially, their job was to provide manual labour, but in November 1916, it was decided that troops from the regiment should serve on the front line. The 1st Battalion joined General Allenby's Egyptian Expeditionary Force and spent the next year and a half fighting against the Turks in Palestine. At the time of his death, on this day in 1918, Leonard Brown was serving as Company Sergeant Major with 281 Company. He died of disease, probably malaria or dysentery, having been transferred to No. 6 Native Labour Hospital in Taranto, Italy. It may seem surprising that he died in a segregated hospital. The conditions at Taranto were poor, and the soldiers of the British West Indies Regiment based there were subject to racist treatment. For example, they were required to clean the latrines for the white soldiers and perform other demeaning tasks. Finally, on December 6, 1918, a few months after Sergeant Brown's death, a mutiny broke out at Taranto among men of the 9th Battalion of the regiment, protesting their treatment. The unrest continued for 4 days before order was restored. Meanwhile, Sergeant Brown's body had been interred at the Taranto Town Cemetery, Extension No. 4, where many other soldiers of the British West Indies Regiment are buried. The neat rows of white gravestones are tended to this day by the Commonwealth Graves Commission. Brown was awarded the First World War Campaign Service Medal and a Victory Medal posthumously. The medals were sent to his widow, Aureola, in Barbados.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.